Welcome to The Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech.net. We're here at the Alternative Car and Transportation Expo in Santa Monica, at the Santa Monica Airport, and I'm joined by Jelena Maslovarić, and she's with Clean Energy. Tell me about your organization.
Sure, I'd love to. Clean Energy is North America's leader in providing natural gas for transportation. We own and operate over 168 fueling stations across the U.S. and Canada. And we work with a lot of the city fleets, transit buses. We actually work with the Big Blue Bus here in Santa Monica, provide CNG for them. We have a station here in Santa Monica that's on Stewart and Colorado. It's a public station. It's open 24 hours a day, and it accepts Visa and MasterCard.
And most of the vehicles that are using clean energy are fleet or heavy-duty vehicles. I don't see too many consumer-driven vehicles in the marketplace using this alternative fuel yet.
That is correct, but definitely it is growing. What I do for the company is build awareness. I educate the public on the consumer vehicles that are available. For example, the Honda Civic GX, it's a natural gas vehicle. You can access the carpool lane as a single occupant, free meter parking here in Santa Monica. Also, you get a $4,000 tax credit. We offer a special fuel rate when you purchase your GX from a certain dealership. So we're getting the word out, and more people are learning about it. And you will see more and more of them on the road.
Talk to me about the promise of the alternative fuel itself.
Alternative fuels is... It's 98% of natural gas is produced domestically, which, you know, you do not contribute to the foreign oil, and it's great. You know, you're supporting the U.S. economy, and because of that, it's also the cleanest burning fuel today. You're helping our air quality. We can all see, you know, the smog here, and unfortunately, some people are suffering from early lung diseases, and it's very important to go alternative way because we are helping the future, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. And like I said, more importantly, it is produced domestically.
Mm-hmm. And depending on the vehicle, what type of fuel economy or miles per gallon does clean energy natural gas deliver compared to a petroleum fuel like gasoline?
That's a very good question. It actually is the same mileage economy. It's energy efficient. So when you go to our fueling stations, you will see the prices per gasoline gallon equivalent. So we are actually comparing apples to apples, and you can see how much money you are saving, because natural gas is actually 50 cents up to a dollar per gallon less than gasoline, not to mention you can fill up at home for $1.25 with fill. So you will get the same mileage, but you are saving tremendous amount of money in gas and all the other incentives surrounding the product.
Would I be wrong in saying that part of the challenge in widespread adoption of this alternative fuel is infrastructure, that we aren't seeing as many natural gas stations as we are seeing gas stations?
That is very true. And our company, actually, we built fueling stations and we obtain existing stations, which means we will put in new equipment and open it up to the public. Our infrastructure continues to grow, which is great. It's not at a stop. We just opened up two new stations in Canoga Park and also in Carson. We're opening additional stations at UCLA, and we continue to look at other prospects. So it's opening more and more. And when you are living in the LA County area in Southern California, it has the largest amount of fueling stations that are easy to access directly off the freeway. So you can fill up, jump right back on the freeway, and you're on your way home or to work.
Are you advocating to the federal government about increasing this infrastructure? Because I would imagine, you know, somebody in Kansas perhaps can drive NG vehicle.
What we do, we have account managers across the U.S. and Canada, and we have them involved with a lot of the cities. We also have grant writers in-house who write grants for certain cities, and where we receive funds and money to help the cities purchase these new vehicles, which reduces the incremental costs. It also reduces the building of the station. So we are continuously working with the cities and their air quality management districts to supply us with these funds that are available.
Jelena Maslovarić of Clean Energy, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm Matt Kelly for The Next Gear on PodTech.net.